37, verse 26, and thank you for not sitting down yet for the entrance of God's word. Genesis 37, 26. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Wow. You know, when they were to enter the promised land, what Judah did for the tribe, in this case, spoke for Judah. When they were to enter in Judges chapter 1, when they were to enter the promised land, they inquired of the Lord, who shall go first? And God said, Judah shall go first. Because the Bible says, he that tended the fig tree shall participate in the first fruit. Lighthouse. Things we do speak. Have you learned? The error is that because it doesn't speak now, we think it doesn't count. That's a misleading. That's what? Because what Judah said here was what preserved Israel. Let's lift our eyes to God this morning and talk to him. Father, grant me courage to so much we speak for me in the future. Some people are speaking in some lives. They think it's what people are doing against them now that is counting. No, it's what they did before. There was one time famine was in the reign of David, and David could not trace it. And then he had to inquire. You know what happened? He traced it to how Saul killed that tribe that made a league with Moses and with Joshua. You know that tribe that disguised themselves? The Gibeonites. Yeah. He said, everyone said, you know what happened? What is speaking now? It's not about you. It's what Saul did to the Gibeonites. Light us. Let's talk to God. Give me courage to sow what we speak for me. And if there's anything speaking right now that I can't trace, Father, have mercy on me. You know, David tracked that thing back and did what they should do. You remember? He said they should go and bring some people out of the house. Say, if you do this, things will change. Free us from what's called us down, Daddy. Give us courage to sow or to speak for us. In Jesus' name we pray. I welcome you to God's house in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Sister Fumi, for sharing that testimony. Don't worry. You know, let me share this testimony with you. Daddy Gio prophesied that kings will visit the churches in the UK. How many of you heard that testimony? That kings will visit the church in the UK. And he also prophesied that a time is coming that before people are elected into offices, including the US, that it will take the Redeemed Christian Church of God vote. As a matter of fact, he said a time is coming that congressmen will be ushers at the door of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Now that seems so far. But I tell us, even though it's tiring, you know, to not give respect to prophecy may incur wrath of God. You remember that man? He said, even if God will open the windows, yeah. And God said, okay, don't worry, you will see it, but you won't derive his benefit. So if it's too much for you, just be quiet. Now, the day cometh, Prince Charles, King Charles now, said, oh, by the way, we share the same birthday. Yeah. I should not brag that. She has my birthday. Just and I. Praise the Lord. You should know your tribe, right? In our tribe, we are kings. So on his birthday some years ago, in fact, you can Google it. Prince Charles visits to Jesus' house UK. Just Google it, you'll see them. And you know, you don't need to get home, you can do it here. People who don't have the patience to get home, even if you don't tell them to Google it, if you tell them to do it at home, they will do it right here. Anyway, there was one day on his birthday, and he said, I will go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. She and Queen Camilla? Is it Camilla?
Yeah,
Camilla. You know, they visited the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Jesus' house. Let's give Jesus a hand. Now, I now heard that the Jesus said, I'm the one that is doing the prayer. You are the one that the kings are meeting. But don't worry. Just go ahead. Once the work is being done, I will continue to do my bit. You know, you'll be seeing the things. So what I want to bring from there is that I will continue to prophesy. Let me play my role.
Hey.
And that's fine with me. You go for conferences and declare what God did. That's what has to happen. All right. Like somebody praise the Lord. Oh. We shall all live to see it. You know, I told you what sticker I'm going to put on that car.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they said, my son is a honor roll student in clinical school. Now, who will put this? This is from an inventor from right now. Praise the Lord! God can do anything. I know a pastor is still alive today. God used him to raise a man. The time he was telling this story was in 2000. 2000. You know, 2000 is 23 years ago, right? And the man, the prophecy he gave the man and came to pass, made the man discover something. We didn't copy them, because what he was not an inventor. He just started a business. Programming. And the man said to the pastor, God said to me, I should be giving you $20,000 every month you die. And the pastor was 40-something years old at the time. You know, if you don't know anything, zip. Because there are people who walk in the fortunes of God. And if you are not careful, you say you don't know what they are doing. Can I tell you a secret? The blessings of God make rich. You don't walk in and make somebody rich, to be honest. If you want to be rich, honey salary. I don't know what to say because I have salary too. But I know that. How many people have I asked to die before I became the CEO? It's a long road. We accept the blessings of God. Can I tell you a secret? Your employer can envy you when they see the blessing of God in your life.
Yeah.
So, I pay this guy. Well, how come he's paying me better than I? Let somebody praise the Lord, God. He will pay his driver.
I'm
saying, you have change there? To buy gas, to buy petrol, into the car.
But God will send us into abundance. In the name of Jesus. We shall all see.
It's an error to excite people about what God didn't say. You will be doing, come see, and you see how that thing will etch one day. All I can tell you is, don't die. And God will say to us in Jesus. Very quick, some updates, please. We are working hard at our church, our junior church. We've escalated our petition concerning it. Now, this is what they said is happening about junior church and the school we used. We escalated to some other higher authority, and they said this is what is happening. You know the school we use right now, somebody comes to open the door every Sunday and sort help and all of that. So they said they want to avoid that for us. They want to give us a place where there won't be need for setup. I think there is some cost implication to that also, because the guy had to be there, they pay him and all of that. So they are moving a motion to give us another school, but what they are not aware of, and I'll be seeing them this week about that, is that the proximity is important to us. But I mean, they said they want to give us one school that had, I forgot the name of the school, something Tom. But we would take driving down there in longer time. I mean, we have our church bus, that's what we used to convey, but we don't want to drive too long, you know. So that's where we are at now. I will be seeing them during the week. That's what they said is creating some delay. Oh, so let's pray about it, that God will say to us in Jesus' name. Then number two, this is a very important notice, please. In my personal view, there are not enough churches yet, to be honest. If somebody tells you there are enough churches, there should be more churches, they should ask the government why they build more schools. You see, there's something that motivates, you know, even picking our children from the school. I mean, from home to bring them to school. Because the government doesn't want to have a society that is not educated. The implication is huge. People will misbehave. So we in Lighthouse believe that the world needs more churches. And in that respect, you know, the central theme for the Redeemed Christian Church of God is to create new churches, build new churches. We were at the regional event last Saturday or last Friday. For those of us who were there, if you recall, Pastor Aston, he came forward and made the mention that the regional pastor did not say some things she should have said, or she left off saying, or, you know, so she was trying to catch up. Now, making new parishes is one of them. As a province, we have a mandate to start. I'm not speaking for the provincial pastor. I'm just sharing our own thing concerning Lighthouse. There's a mandate for the province to start 5 parishes this year. Okay. So, 2 are in the pipeline already, about which, you know, we've been trying to start a parish also in Lighthouse. The project is still ongoing. COVID had impact and all the things. Anyway, so it's not dead. So we have already resumed discussion in that respect. But please, I'm also, you know, for the blessing and the witness of Jesus Christ we carry. If God is saying you should do it, this, yeah, you know, it can be crazy. It's not something you do to help to favor people. You don't say you are my buddy. Go and die. Yeah, you are my boss, you are my friend. Go and just, if somebody tells you that way, he's not telling you, you know what? Go and die. But who will send anybody to go and die? The name of Jesus. You know, but in the event you reason and there's a longing in your heart, and say that God is tugging your spirit in that respect. And I recommend that you respond. Please be my guest. Or in the event that it's not you, but you know somebody who is yearning to work for God, you know, but it's not having that situation. Introduce that person to me. Okay. God will help us. Just tell us to put that forward, okay? Can I tell you, Lighthouse, God said laborers are what? Yeah. A lot of people. But those who can labor, I do it. This thing is not joke. It's labor. Lay what? If you don't understand it, go and ask your wife. Say, that thing you do, how does it feel? Now, if she can interpret it for you, and come and do church. Come and do it. Come and die. Praise God. But you will not die. He kept us. He kept us alive. So God will grant us understanding. But please, if God nudges you, it will be behind you. I can tell you that. Number three, how much time do I have? Okay. Our Christmas is coming. You know, let's give God a hand clap. If you notice, we don't have Christmas service on regular day except Sunday, right? So this one we are going to make up. Chaga, you look at that. So all the Christmas services we can have, we're going to tell God, yeah. So it's going to be a big deal. Big deal. So if you want to sew new clothes, please go ahead. That's what my Christmas when we were young. And it used to pay me how you can't wear the clothes on the Christmas day. Well, I will be testing it every day. That okay. That day will come. Anyway, so it was, by all means, you know, it's going to be a big deal. We want to make it a big deal with God. So please plan towards it. We are contemplating starting the service at 9 a.m. that day. Because if you are going to catch up, 2 hours will be too small to catch up, right? And we don't want to upset anything. So please prioritize it as a big coming event. We'll be getting you the details. Amen. Then number four. Sorry if it's taking time, but if there is no clarity, speculation will thrive. And we don't want us to speculate. When people speculate, they can miscommunicate things. And that's what we are doing right now. Okay? God will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. If you notice, we're talking about food drive. All right? Food drive. Now, this is not to replace or replicate what we are doing on those Wednesdays. They are different. They are totally different. What we are doing on those Wednesdays is in partnership with World Vision. Can I tell you a plain truth? It doesn't cost us anything. Did you catch that? They are not our thing. You get what I'm saying? You know, but we partner with them so that we can distribute it. And it's fine. It's fine. It's helping the community. Okay? You don't feel it. You know, there's no sacrifice on your part. And there's no sacrifice of, except those of us who come. And you see, it's fulfilling its role. But what we want to do with this one is to be a benefit to others. So, you know, maybe it's $20 can you want to bring, all right? Can I tell you something? You say, those things we distribute, the benefit goes to those who give it. I mean, in the sense of tax, you know, offset and all of that. But it's not, it doesn't change what we are doing. We continue to do that to the glory of God. But about this also, we want to be a giver this time, all right? And you won't distribute it, amen? So please mark it. You know, it's intentional. If you want to buy sweet corn, you know, as whatever with the list, let it be something that you do to benefit those who are looking forward to God's help. And we'll be the help God sent to them in Jesus' name. All right, okay, let's roll now. Father, Lord, we thank you as we go into your words. Let light be sown into our lives. Through the interaction we have with your word, let everyone see the change it brings. And then they may come to experience it then in Jesus' name. Amen. I bring you a word from the Lord today. The proof of unity. What do I have to show for it? If I agree with you, what's in my benefits for it? My dear brothers and sisters, except light is sown to us, we will despise what we should embrace. Did you catch that? Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8. Except light is sown unto us, we will despise what we shall embrace. Sorry, let's roll up to verse 7. Verse 2. Oh, I'm looking for that place where it says, as new wine is found in clusters, and one said to another, destroy it not. Isaiah 65 verse 8. Let me check 65 verse 8. Yes. 65 verse 8. Thank you. Now listen to this, my girls. Because the contraption that falls upon man is man's inability to locate that which is for his benefit. In Job chapter 33, Bible talked about how God speaks to one in dreams and visions, and man does not perceive or understand it. It goes down to say, but if there be a messenger with man, an interpreter who will show man his uprightness, how man can stand in the trouble that is engulfed him. If somebody can give man an interpretation of what could bring him out of it, he said, he shall be gracious unto him and shall say, I have found a ransom. Let's take a pause there because I think in school we go there. My sister, please let's go to Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33. Let's look at it around verse 23. If I see 23, I will know. Thank you. You see, if you read it from verse 14 up to verse 22, something is keeping us. Is everything off? Okay. Oh, that mic is on. That gray one. Thank you, ma'am.
No.
Oh, it's off? Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go on. Hopefully. All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. Right. So if you look at it from verse 14 to 22, the Bible talks in between there. It said his flesh was being consumed and his bones were sticking out. Things were really dangerously getting bad. But in verse 23, light us. All things are reversible with God. Have you left? Yeah. All things are what? By God. God can reverse. The only thing he can reverse if it is against his will. Now, the scripture says here, if there be a messenger with this troubled man, an interpreter, but see the scarcity of these interpreters. One out of 1,000. So the risk of getting one is high, but not in the remotest. Now, he said, if there be a, you see, to show man, or to show unto man his uprightness, that is, to show unto man how man can emerge out of that which was designed to drown him. We're talking about how do we cope with anxiety this morning. And the truth was that if you can, my sister said, if you can, if I look to God, what God will say at that instance, that becomes your uprightness. You know, like how you are infected by all kinds of viruses and all kinds of situations, but you go to an interpreter, your physician. I remember when I had, what's it called, shingles? Oh, my people, you won't have shingles. I couldn't trace it. The pain is a nervous pain. It's not good. It's not good at all. Even when I'm wearing clothes and my clothes touch that area, it's bad. Until I went to see the interpreter. It wasn't a big deal for my doctor at all. He said, oh, you have shingles. I've never had. In fact, it's my friend that used to be Mr. Shingles. The shingle I know was a friend, my friend. So I said, that's how to be a man's name, a person's name. He said, no, this is a sickness. He now wrote something for me, sharp and fast. What was destroying me faded off immediately. Now, that's my uprightness in that situation. Have you left? Yeah, that's what Peter is saying here. He said, but if there be one among, if there can be an interpreter, one who will tell man how he can keep standing despite what is around him. Look at the next verse. Then he is gracious. He will find grace. And I was, it was that right standing. We said, deliver him from going down. He has paid the price. He found the ransom. Lighthouse. How to find that ransom is what many of us are not privy to. And it's not a good direction. It's not what? Look at the next verse there. He said, his flesh that was going bad and sinking shall be restored. His flesh shall be changed. Hallelujah. It will be fresher than that of a child. Why? Because there's an interpreter. That's what saved me from shingles. Hallelujah. He shall return. Remember, we said there's something that is not reversible. And that's what reversed what was going bad. And it turned good. Now let's go back to Isaiah 65, verse 8. We are talking of the proof of unity. Bible says here, thus saith the Lord, as new wine is found in clusters. You know, like a cluster of grape, you can get far better than it than just either destroying it or throwing it away or just eating it alone. He said, and one said to the other, destroy it not. The one that had it didn't know what to do with it. But the one who observed it knew, who had an understanding, let's call that person an interpreter, who had an understanding of what you are carrying. You see that word cluster there is not replicative of the cluster of grape we take. It's problem. Have you heard that when it rains, it pours? Now that's a cluster right there. All right? So he's not talking about the bunch. I mean, the one you take in ShopRite is good for you, right? That's a good cluster. In fact, if the cluster is not cluster enough, you drop it, you take the one. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh. Now, but Bible says, if you process this cluster, wine will come out. One said to the other, destroy it not. For what you carry in your hand has blessing hidden in it. That's what Judas said to his brethren. Oh my God, what profit is there? Do you know? It wasn't Judas that was speaking. It was God who intercepted the case. And he said, you know what? Let's make gain out of his life. Not knowing that they were sending him ahead to go to Egypt. Let's give God a hand. He said, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that they will not be wasted. Before you slay your brother, before you slay your spouse, before you slay your children, before you slay your boss, do you consider what good would that do for you? Vitals is a very powerful statement. Let's go back there. Genesis 37:26. Judas said, so there is profit in our unity. You can make gain from relationship. That's what the scripture is saying there. And Judas said unto his brethren, can I tell you a secret? Look for the profit God put in relationship you have. Do what? That God puts in the relationship. You know what? If you kill that chicken that laid the gold egg, there'll be no golden egg again to sell. And you ask yourself, what profit is there if we slay this chicken? And Judas said unto his brethren, let us, you know, you can slay, you can say anything. I shared with you how the God bless them. No amen. No bad feeling at all. It worked for my good. Thank God. God used them for what they needed to do. The family that hosted us, that hosted me when I came to the country, to the girl. I love them. They are not Christians, they are Mormons, by the way. I didn't even know Nigerians are Mormons, but they serve God in my life. But something led to another. For some reason, they met my boss. You remember how I told you I met that boss? How, you know the story about it, how God connected them with that boss 10 years before I came here and all of that. So something happened, and after I left them and all of that, they now met my boss, because the man made me to work in his department in the place where I got the job. So they now met, and I was slain so bad. So one day, some months down the road, because the man sees me in our office all the time, he now called me to his room. After, I didn't know. You see, the nature of slave people is that we will do this, we will so slay them, it can't be traced to us. So this, I was slain. So my boss apparently has been observing me. Let me tell you some more things that happen when you kill somebody. It's not sad, you know, just, you know, if you know if you kill him, the government will come after you. Yeah, praise God. But you know, you can do more damage than that. You can do more damage than that. Far more damage than that. So my boss came one day and called me to his office, and he locked the door. And you know, when they locked the door, it's either bad or good. So I braced up for impact. So he now said, "Do you remember XYZ? Oh, I said, "Yes, I remember XYZ." So now said, they met. If you remember the story, they themselves can't remember the man. You remember that story that I told you that they met only once, and that was that. After then, for 10 years, nothing until they connected at the hospital. All right. The man now said, they met at some other place, becoming Nigerians now, they know each other. I said, he was told a lot of things. And he said, "And since then, I've been looking at you." I said, "I couldn't match what they said about you to what I'm seeing about you." So he now said, "What was this anyway?" And I said, "Do it." The good part was that I was revived. Let's give God a hand. He now said, "I want you to do this. Go and buy them gift and take it to their house. They won't trace it that you talk with me, right? But just go ahead, do that, and continue to live your life." Myself and that man, he told me, "I'm the uncle of his children." Let's give God a hand. What profit is there if we slay our brother and we conceal his blood? Lighthouse, please let nobody be slain at your instance. See what the Bible says. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. We are better together. What did I say?
We are better together.
Yeah. Whoever makes you think you can do better by yourself misled you. Is it what? Two are what? Can I tell you a secret? If God says something is not good, there's no device you can make to make it good. Bible says it is not good that man should be alone. See what he said? He said, because they have what? A good, you do better. Honestly, I can't tell. You know, I buy gifts, even though I don't see that man, often many times, I was buying gifts for many years for that man.
That man that God used to
do. Every Christmas, I will ship gifts to his house,
to the glory of God. I haven't done that lately.
For the years, we work together every year, sharp, 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 even after we left. Now, that should be good. That should be going to the family that hosted me. To be honest,
yeah.
Because, like us, they say, profit. He said, what profit? You know what they did? They sold him for 20 pence or 20 shillings or shekels. And they share that. So they are richer. You see, God used that profit to becloud their wickedness so that it will not be slain. So they contend with the profit they derived from his sale, not knowing that that is to pacify them until they come to Egypt. Have you left? And when they saw him in Egypt, they said, they were saying, Jehovah, I said, no, you thought it for evil, but God was using it for our common good, that I may preserve a generation as it is this day. Let's stand up and have faith. If God wills, we'll continue from this next week. Look at the next verse. For if they fall, can I tell you a secret? 2 Kings chapter 20 says something. He said, they that put on the garment of war should not boast against those who put it off. Those who put off the garment of war, their armor, those who put on the armor should not boast. Can we see 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 11? 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 11. Give me 1 minute. Let me Google it. Our time is fast, but I have to end that. But this is those who put off their armor. Okay, here we just give me 1 minute. Okay. Can see it here. All right.
It's that same thing.
Oh, 1 Kings 20?
20.
Thank you. Thank you. 1 Kings 20. Thank you. Thank you, Lighthouse. Then prophet, this was the story of Ahab. He said, the prophet Isaiah called on the Lord, and the Lord made him, you know, 1 Kings. This is still. The king of Israel answered and tell him, this was Ahab replying the king of Syria, who was boasting against him. He said, one who put on his armor should not boast like the one who takes it off. That's a very sound proverb. You know why? Those who put on their armor survived war. Those who have put on their armor are going to war. And dear brother and sister, when they saw Israel, when they saw Joseph in Egypt, Joseph had put off his armor. Wow. Let's lift up our hands to God. We say, grace, Nobody slain will be traced to you.
Amen.
There is a prophet. They said, would slay him and conceal his blood. Unknown to them is that blood cannot be concealed. Blood speaks. Receive grace this morning. One who puts on his armor should not boast like one who takes it off. It was their day that day. Joseph was putting on his armor that day, but their own day of putting on the armor hadn't come until they got to Egypt. Ah, you know what they said? They went to lie to him. They said, our father, my dad, chill. I'm not in the place of God. Let's receive grace from the Lord this morning. Number two, pray. Say, Lord, the blessing, the unity, the fellowship, the association, the marriage, even your boss. You know, relationships are so important. May I derive profit from it? Yeah, because he said they will warm each other if they lie together. But how shall one be warmed, my sister? Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11. How shall one be warmed if he lives, if he stays there alone? Also, if two lie together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep himself warm? There is a profit in every association. By God, though, not the one you have, not with witches. Father, we bless you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, we thank you. The entrance of your word gives light, purposes, impact, understanding to the simple. Father, I pray the blessing in association you order us to join ourselves to in marriage, even in siblings. You can't be fighting. You see this guy say, I'm glad my brother gave it to me. My brother. Is anybody coming to the UK? He said, if you know anybody coming to the UK, tell them I have some things to send to you. There's a profit in it.
I think I went to
buy it. Some people will say, oh, I'm going to get there. I don't know where it's born. Father, we thank you. And may the blessing and the profit you put in every relationship you command us to be not be deprived of us.
Yeah.
Jesus, name we pray. And is anything, you know, that was previously done, speaking adversely? Father, let the blood of Jesus separate us from such error. Free us from here to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. The stretch of us wants to be pray for me. I go preserve me in body, soul, and spirit, preserve my family. Will keep us going by his spirit alone. Not looking here or there, but looking unto God alone. Who does deliver us from every death. Thank you, Papa. Jesus, there we pray.
Amen.
In grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. We shall go in the house of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Have a great Sunday ahead. And be